Leafs, Panthers tomorrow night. Hockey night in Florida.
And our buddy Ugly Face will be down there.
I assume he's there, but here is the Florida Panthers Director of Player Personnel. He's a well-traveled guy. Could be anywhere. Here's Brian McCabe. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
How we doing, fellas? Happy holidays.
Yeah, you
happy
too,
holidays.
Buddy.
I was going to call you something else.
He goes, what's up, Brian?
I was going to say Caber. Or...
Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Not too bad. All good there or what?
All good. Just got back from lovely Springfield. Just got back to Florida. Ready for the big tilt tomorrow night.
Springfield must make you love Florida, no?
It does, especially when it started snowing yesterday. We had to de-ice for an hour on the runway, but they got a casino now. That that city's hopping. Downtown is bustling now.
Downtown Springfield.
Are you like one of those like Floridians now where you can't even stand the cold? I mean, you're from Edmonton or something, aren't you?
Hey, come on, I'm from Calgary. Let's not go with that. That's a low blow.
Okay.
That's a shot. A shot across the bow.
And yes, I've gotten really weak now. I'm so Floridian, my blood is thin. Anytime I go anywhere where it's cold, I'm a big baby about it now for sure.
I think we've asked you about Christmas down there in past years, but it just, I don't know, man. It feels strange, the idea of it being like 30 degrees out and palm trees and
flip-flops.
Flip-flops and Santa's rolling through. What's the vibe like?
The only
like
time
down there?
I miss snow is now, this time of year down here. It's tough. It doesn't quite feel like Christmas still. I've been here 10 years now. It still doesn't. You never really get used to it. I wish it would snow for a couple days at Christmas. It's a lot more fun with the kids and stuff when there's snow on the ground, but it is what it is.
Caber, I got a question for you. My girlfriend said to me, she was worried about my hair. It's fading. Like, I'm going bald. Like, did you ever
Welcome
think about...
Welcome to the club.
What is your situation right now as far as the hair? Have you decided to just shave it? Or is there any preventative measures that I can take to avoid it?
I am still hanging on by a thread. No friend has been good enough to say, all right, it's time. So I'm still hanging in there with the zombie look, maybe. But preventive measures, no. My wife has tried to talk me into some of this Bosley crap, or I don't know what it is. But
Propecia?
I'm not that vain. I've never taken Propecia because I've heard about the side effects of that. I don't want to go down that road.
Caber, Skeletor.
For me,
you know,
I'm not that vain. When it's time, I'll shave my head.
Skeletor, that's Stumpy right. Thomas told me that you can go to San Diego and you pay like 10 grand and they start ripping hairs out of the back of your head and they plant them on top. And he said it's dynamite. If you want,
then you look like Mo from the Three Stooges. Yeah. Like you have no hair in the back of your head.
Skeletor knows.
Stumpy had it done. Did Stumpy have it done? Skeletor? Did he fill in the big gaping holes? Either him and Tux have the same hairdo.
The thing
nine heads.
The thing is, I think you have to wear this bucket for like 10 days. And in my business,
I said to my wife, I'm like, when am I doing this? Like, I'm going to have plugs popping out of my head. And, am I going to sit at the draft with plug head and just, like, pretend like nothing happened or wear a soft helmet to the draft or something?
Just wear a suit and a hat. A suit and a hat.
You guys would be good about it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We would totally let you off the hook.
Imagine the cameras at the draft if you had, like, a CCM bucket on. They would literally just every pick, they would just be focused on you with your XL7 bucket.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
Let's
go to Florida with the 17th pick. They just pan into Caber.
Yeah, Chicago's drafting. Let's pan in back to Helmet Head.
The XL7, that's the
Oh,
my God. I have to bring something up. I heard a vicious rumor that O-Dog had to actually call it sick one day because he had to get, like, four teeth pulled because he hadn't brushed his teeth in, like, 3 months. like three teeth or four teeth rotted, yeah. And he literally had to go in for like emergency extraction. Is that true?
That is a true story.
Well, no, the worst part is that I went to get it ripped out, but it was so swollen around it that they had to give me like antibiotics to make the swelling go down. So it was like at 4:15, I could have came back to work, but I just said piss on it.
Yeah, we had an incident. Yeah, he flat out laid it out to me in haste. Yeah. He was like, "I'm not going to be in tomorrow. I'm having oral surgery." And we're like, "What?"
Oh, it was down to like 13 teeth.
Well, so he finally caught up to him. Like 7 years in a row of not brushing his teeth, finally caught up to him.
I remember going to the physicals, and you were behind me on each station. And we were doing some tests, and you came up behind me with a toothbrush, and you said, "The dentist said you might want to try using this once in a while."
Oh, God.
Well, Caber can chirp, because he's got the giant piano keys. Yeah.
That's right, man.
Let's get to some hardcore hockey talk with Caber.
How's it going down there? I mean, I know it was a tough start, and you guys with Luongo and... You know, you guys had some pretty high hopes. There's still a lot of road ahead of you. And last year down the stretch, you guys might have been the hottest team in the league. You almost got in. But what's going on with the Panthers?
I can't say we're happy with the start. Obviously, we've had some injuries. You know, Lou's been out off and on all year. And then, you know, to lose Troach is a big kick in the butt around here. He's a really good player, and he means a lot to this team. So I think we've had a tough time trying to fill his spot, obviously. It's kind of showed you what he brings to the table when he's healthy. So yeah, we just haven't found our groove yet. Hopefully, get some fire tomorrow night and get on a little bit of a run here before Christmas. You know, we had a long homestand and we didn't quite do any damage there. So you know, we can't let this thing slip too much further. You know, we're a couple games under 500, 30 games in the season. We got to start making some hay before it's too far gone.
How much input, Caber, do you guys have in the schedule? Because if I'm your management team, including yourself, I'm not happy if the proposed idea is, you know, you go to Europe, you're not playing very much. It's much like Edmonton and the teams that were over there. It's like you're playing catch-up and trying to load up games, and it's like you're not playing and you're losing ground without even playing games.
Yeah, we've had a tough schedule. Obviously, we didn't play many games start the year. Like you said, we went to Europe and, you know, I think we were on the road at one point for 30 out of 40 days, which is a long stretch to be away from your families and, you know, the comfort of home and your home ice and stuff like that. And then obviously top of the injuries on top of that. And we are where we are probably because of it. So, you know, hopefully we can get some healthy guys, and we got some fresh faces up from the minors. So hopefully we get a little spark here and get some wins.
With Brian McCabe of the Florida Panthers, we talk a lot about, you know, the skill, the speed in the game. But up in Toronto, I'm sure you can imagine, last week, you know, Matthews got laid up by Cronwall. Then they went into Boston, and it got a little bit ugly at times. And everyone up here is discussing whether or not the Leafs are tough enough. Do they have enough sandpaper? You're a guy that played. You know, you're kind of a combination. You could throw your body around. You get into fights. You'd put up points. But where do you stand on the idea of, you know, the importance of grit and toughness in today's NHL?
Well, I don't know if you need it so much in the regular season, but I don't care what year it is or what era, when playoff time comes around. Those teams that can play physical and wear teams down in a seven-game series are usually the teams that win. I obviously love that style of hockey and obviously appreciate, and I think teams that can do that at playoff time and step it up and just literally intimidate and physically wear teams down are the teams that are going to win. Obviously, Toronto's a talented squad that puts up ridiculous amount of goals, and, you know, they can beat you a lot of different ways, good goaltending, but, you know, obviously it remains to be seen if when push comes to shove, if they can get it done, but that's set for a lot of teams around the league.
Caber, thanks for taking some time to do this. I appreciate it. Make sure tomorrow when you hop in the shower to stay in there for more than about 35 seconds. Okay, buddy?
All right, buddy. I won't follow your lead. You guys have a great Christmas, and we'll catch up in the near.
You too. Thanks, Caber. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
There's Brian McCabe, friend of the show. Believe me, he's a friend of the show.
Oh, we love him.
We love him.
He's the best.